Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. Still hanging with your boy, Diola D. Brown. And right about now, we have someone from Territory Gymnastics Academy, who is, of course, one of the highest graded judges, you know, up here in the NT with that academy. Her name is Rachel Gargan. I hope I got that right, Rachel. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate your time. So, real quick, just tell us a little bit about Territory Gymnastics and what you're all about.
We are both recreational and competitive gymnastics academy. We have rec classes that age from babies walking right through to teenagers and even adults. And we train levels from level 1 through to level 8 is our highest skills at the moment, but we can do up to level 10 as well.
And what's the difference in the levels? Just tell us, for those of us who don't know a lot about gymnastics, I love to watch gymnastics, but you know, how do you differentiate the grades or levels?
So each level has specific routines that they need to learn, different skills on the four apparatus. Level 1 starts with very easy skills where they can pick which skills to do. And then it goes through to level 3, they have specific routines with music as well. Right through to level 7, they then start to choose their own routines and they can pick which skills they would like to compete. And that goes right up to level 10.
Oh, amazing. And then what's the state of gymnastics in the Northern Territory, man? Tell the runners through that. What state is it in? How competitive are we?
We're quite small compared to the rest of Australia. We only have a few competitive clubs, whereas other states have a couple hundred different competitive clubs. But we are getting very competitive. We have a team of level 8, which is the first time in, I think, about 10 years. And the last time we went to nationals, they did very, very well. And the last time they went, they were level 7s, and this time they'll be level 8s. It's the first time competing nationally for level 8.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we'll be wishing them the best of luck going down there. I heard they have a tournament coming up on the 24th and 25th of May. And, of course, the trials are on next. You know, how's the preparation for those trials come along? And what are your expectations for that tournament come May?
Well, hoping for the best. Yeah, it's all about fun. It's going to be a great experience. If we can get in the top 10 or even the top 20, it would be a massive accomplishment versus the rest of Australia.
Beautiful. And listen, gymnastics. Every time I hear gymnastics, everybody thinks it's all girls. Are boys involved with the sport up here, and how can they get involved?
Absolutely. We have a great boys team. Our coach, his name is Guy, is a very high accredited coach, and we have right through from recreational to level 5 at the moment is our highest level boy. And they do awesome. They compete in competitions during the year, same way the women do. I think we have 3 competitions this year. If they'd like to get in touch, all they'd have to do is email the club and see if we have any spaces. We've always got more classes adding on every term.
That's beautiful. And how do they find you? Are you on Instagram, social media, email?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram. You can email us at info@tgadarwin.com. Thank you. On Facebook, on Instagram, we're at Territory Gymnastics Academy. Or you can just pop in with Justin Winnelli.
Oh, beautiful. That's lovely. We might be seeing me making a big entrance onto that gymnastic rink. You know, I might fall a few times, but, you know, get someone around to help me up. You know, real quick, though. Now, I've seen a lot of documentaries on gymnastics in Asia. You know, it's that these kids are from, like, 3 months old, or, you know, they're about. How early is it to deem safe and healthy to start, you know, training for gymnastics?
I believe they have to be 4 years old to compete, but we do have classes for babies from walking age. So as long as they can walk, they can come and play.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. And how long does it take before you get to the competitive level? Let's say you start off at like 4 years old. How long will it take for you to start competing?
It depends on each person specifically. We've had some kids start at 3 or 4 years old and compete that year. And we've had some people come in at 11 or 12 years old and compete that year. Or we've had some kids that don't want to compete and have been training with us for 4 or 5 years now, and they're still happy just learning new skills every day.
Amazing stuff. And thank you for coming on the show, Rachel. But before we let you go, and, you know, heading straight into our 30-second gold mine segment, you know, where we give you 30 seconds to give the best advice you possibly can to a younger you or to anyone out there, boys or girls, who want to take up a sport or be an incredible gymnast.
I would probably just say to them, try it. We have a lot of people come in that have never done it before that do amazing things, and you can learn something new every day you come in. We've got kids in, we've got adults in, we've got teenagers in, and it's just great. And gymnastics is a very happy environment, and it can affect all sports as well. So something you learn here can help you in baseball and swimming and hockey and even in your everyday life. And it helps you stay fit and healthy.
Absolutely. It helps you stay fit and healthy. Incredible words right there from Rachel Gargan. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Rachel Gargan from Territory Gymnastics Academy up here in Darwin and ENT, who is one of the highest certified judges you can have up here in that academy, telling us about some great stuff about gymnastics. And of course, if you want to catch up with the full interview with Rachel and many others, be sure to jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast to listen to that one and many others.